USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Winter is being felt out west in the Sierra Nevada, triggering thousands of power outages in California, closing a mountain highway in Lake Tahoe, and prompting an avalanche warning in the backcountry. The National Weather Service says as much as 4 feet of snow is expected to the upper elevations around Lake Tahoe by Monday morning. A 250-mile stretch of the Sierra from north of Reno to south of Yosemite National Park was under a winter storm warning at least until Sunday. A flood advisory was posted from Sacramento to the coast near San Francisco. The former CEO of FTX, the failed cryptocurrency exchange, tweeted Friday that he is willing to testify to Congress next week, but Sam Bankman-Fried says he can't say much, adding he, quote, won't be as helpful as he'd like to be. The tweet is in response to several from House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters, who requested his presence at next week's hearings over the FTX collapse. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is also Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as Maricopa County officials, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. The two misdemeanor charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder have been dropped due to a legal technicality. The Republican was charged for his role in Flint's water crisis. He appointed city managers to oversee Flint. They decided to use the Flint River as the city's water source as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, which led to the system being contaminated. The switch has also been blamed for 9 deaths and has been linked to a Legionnaires outbreak. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have turned the eastern city of Bakhmut into ruins. He adds the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass. Russia is now focusing on the four provinces that Putin illegally annexed in late September. Russia's persistence comes as the U.S. gets ready to send more help to Ukraine, as it has been fighting the Kremlin for more than 9 months now.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby touts a new U.S. security package for Ukraine, valued at $275 million. Kirby describes what that aid will provide.
New capabilities to boost its air defenses and counter the threats that Ukraine is facing from drones. They're also providing critical equipment that Ukraine is using so effectively to defend itself on the battlefield, such as more ammunition for HIMARS and for Ukraine's artillery.
From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
It's been more than 2 months since Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin De Leon attended a city council meeting. That's because he was caught on tape participating in a racist conversation with some of his fellow council members. He has refused to step down so far. When he returned Friday, those attending the council meeting protested as some of his colleagues walked out. He was allegedly involved in a fight with an activist at a toy giveaway and tree lighting hours later. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.